The portion of God's Word to which we draw our attention this morning is taken from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the fifth chapter, beginning at verse 15. Look carefully, then, how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. This is God's word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Make us holy through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Be seated. You're on vacation. You're driving through some beautiful mountains. And the road that you're on is generally following the path of a river. And every once in a while, you can see where that river flows over some rocks and makes some really nice-looking rapids. You're driving along, and you come to a turnout where you can go off the road and go a little bit and see a waterfall. And so you get out, and you say, boy, I really want to see that waterfall. And you go to the head of the trail, and there's a sign there, and you're studying that sign because on that sign is a map that's explaining your options on how to get to the waterfall. The first option that you have is to take a path, to hike a path that climbs about 1,000 feet over some pretty difficult terrain. And in fact, it says that maybe you should be an experienced hiker if you're going to take that path. Or you can take a series of moving walkways that just snake back and forth up the hillside, gradually going up. And you consider those options and you say, well, I really do want to see those falls, but I don't think I'm up for such a difficult hike. I'm going to take that path of the moving walkways. And sure enough, it's a pretty easy path to take. You're gliding along. You don't even have to exert yourself. You're just gliding along, being taken up the path. And every once in a while, you can see through the trees. You get a little bit of a glimpse of the falls. Just about the time you get your camera up, though, that glimpse is gone. But you figure you'll see it at the top anyway, so it doesn't matter. Well, you're going along, and at the end of each section, you have to step off, reverse direction, and get on the next section that's taking you up just a little bit higher. And at the beginning of each one of those sections, there's a little sign that says, watch your step. Well, after a while, after you've seen numerous ones of these signs, you start to wonder, why did they have to put one of those signs at the beginning of every section? Don't people pay attention? Aren't they going to get the point after a while? And you're also getting a little frustrated because it seems to be taking so long to be taking these walkways. So you decide you're going to start walking a little bit. And yeah, you're making better time. And every once in a while, you kind of break into a little bit of a jog, and you're making even better time. And you're getting closer. You think you can hear the falls in the distance. And then you come to the end of what you hope is going to be one of the last sections. You get off that section. You turn. And this time there's a door. And on that door is a big sign that says, watch your step. And you say, yeah, like I need to hear that again. And so hurriedly you push through that door and you step right into thin air. And all you can feel is yourself falling and falling and falling. You can see the ground that seems so far away, but it's getting closer and closer. And you know this is it. You're going to die. Now, why such a cheery story to start off with? Well, Paul says in this text, look carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. It turned out to be not a wise choice to take that particular path, didn't it? The other path, though, sounded so much harder. Wisdom would seem to dictate that you would take the path that seems easier. But based on whose wisdom did you make that determination? Well, you might say it was common sense. You might think that anyone in their right mind would choose that easier path. Who but the true outdoorsy types are really going to take that difficult hiking path? Think for a moment, though, what the wisdom of this world tells you. It tells you that getting drunk with wine or beer or scotch or vodka or whatever is not only acceptable, but it's okay. It's the norm. It tells you that lying, even to your friends, to get ahead in this life is not only okay, but it's required if you really want to have a good position and make the big bucks. It tells you that you are the number one priority in your life, and that all of your needs and thoughts and desires should be addressed by your creative thoughts and energy. And if you follow that wisdom, watch your step. Soon enough, you'll be pushing through that door and stepping off into not nothingness, but you'll be stepping off, falling straight into hell. But if you walk wisely, if you pay attention to God's wisdom, you won't be stepping off into eternal despair at all. Therefore, Paul says, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And what exactly is the will of the Lord? He says in Ezekiel 33, I do not desire the death of the wicked, but that the wicked would turn from his way and live. And Paul writes in 1 Timothy that God wants everyone to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Even though you're a sinner, even though periodically you pay more attention to the wisdom of this world than to God's wisdom, he still does not want you to die. And that's why he sent his son to save you. Now think for a moment about the wisdom of that plan. What kind of sense does it make that God would send his son to sacrifice himself to take away the sins of the entire world? Well, in the world's eyes, that plan is nonsense. But in God's eyes, it's the perfect plan. And he did send his son. He sent Jesus to die, to take away the penalty for all of your sins. And through trusting in him, through a trust that the Holy Spirit has worked in you through his word, whether that was work in your baptism or as you have heard his word, through that trust, Jesus makes you his own. He makes you part of his family, part of those who are on that path, that difficult path through this world, headed for heaven. But you're not alone on that path. Paul writes to those of us who follow God's wisdom, be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. In other words, we're to be using God the Spirit's word to build each other up in our faith. What sort of wisdom, for example, are we going to share with someone who has suffered the loss of a loved one? Are we going to tell that person that life is just transitory, that everybody has to die, that maybe your loved one is now going to be reincarnated as a soaring eagle? What sort of comfort would that be? Or are we going to share the true comfort, God's comfort from his word, that those who die in Christ will be raised on the last day with him, that those who trust in Christ for salvation will be with Jesus forever in heaven? As you continue to follow that difficult path through this world on your way to heaven, be assured that you have your Savior with you, your Savior and his wisdom with you, and also a huge number of fellow travelers for support. Amen.